time, you will know the true power of Devil Radio 92.7. It is your destiny.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And while we're at it, you know, on that website, we have a link that says support Devil Radio. A lot of you asked for that. A lot of you know that there are more than 80 right-wing radio broadcasts around the state. 80 of them. You know, there's only 72 counties, 80 of them pouring out Trump poison, fake audit, the big lie, anti-democracy. And what do we got in opposition? We got Devil Radio. Yeah, we have other great radio stations. We have public radio and all that kind of thing. But you're not going to hear the same kind of talk and the same kind of argument and the same kind of access to callers as this show or as Crute in the Afternoon, Devil Radio. So if you want to help us, click on the link. Click on the link. Support Devil Radio. A lot of creative ways to support Devil Radio. Okay, we're back into it. We are going to go with probably the most important, the biggest contemporary issue in Congress right now, the infrastructure bill. I want to unpack that. What's gone on? Where are we? What's my take on it? And where are we going to go from here? As you know, there are two infrastructure bills. One is a little over a trillion. They call it the trillion-dollar bill. It's more like 1.2 trillion. That's a misnomer. It's over 10 years. So it's basically 100 billion a year, 100 billion. And half of that has already been allocated and paid through prior appropriations for COVID relief that wasn't used. So in terms of any new spending, it's 50 billion a year for 10 years. And it rebuilds our bridges, roads, airports, water systems, rural broadband. It's essential. You have to occasionally maintain your capital physical assets. You have to maintain your building, your home. You got to paint it occasionally, tuck point it, whatever, put a new roof on, whatever. If you don't, it's going to fall apart. It's junk. We got to do it. We got to do it. And it did pass the Senate with 69 votes. 50 Democratic votes and 19 Republican votes, including Moscow Mitch. Let's get on with it. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to wait a couple of years till he thinks Trump will get back in and give Trump the credit, but they did it. Goes to the House. Progressives in the House say we're not voting for it unless the $3.5 trillion bill, so-called soft infrastructure, passes the Senate and the House, and then we'll vote for the other one. And the other one is low-hanging fruit. It's right there. So Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and everybody go back to see what they can do in the Senate with $3.5 trillion. And there are two sticks in the mud. One of them is Joe Manchin, and one of them is Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Joe Manchin is a sly fox, sly old fox. He doesn't come right out against it. He goes, I'll do $1.5 trillion, not $3.5. But he'd advocated to start at 2.5 a year ago, and several years ago, he wanted 4 trillion. The guy's just moving the peanuts under the shell. But he says he'll vote for 1.5 trillion. That's not enough. But the Dems are talking to him and figuring out what they can do to bring it down a little bit that he'll go along with it. But here's the problem. Kyrsten Sinema has said she won't vote for it at all. At all. And she's a Democrat. And she, you know, a couple of years ago when she ran, she was a Bernie type progressive. She said corporations should pay their fair share. said we need a $15 an hour minimum wage. And she said, we need this kind of an infrastructure bill. But something got to her down there. I think the Republicans got to her. She's fundraising right now in Republican circles from people who are against this, against the infrastructure. And here's what she said. Quote, she slammed Democratic leadership and the hard infrastructure delay to get the $3.5 trillion. She goes, that delay is, quote, inexcusable, end quote, and, quote, deeply disappointing. Taking shots at her own leadership. As a result, I don't know if you know, saw Saturday Night Live. That was the kickoff for the new season. Very funny skit at the very, very beginning where somebody playing Kyrsten Sinema just gets just taken to the cleaners on this thing, the way they do it. She was giving a talk down at Arizona State University in Phoenix, and they chased her into a restroom and went into the restroom. It was just nasty. I mean, stood in front of the stall, and somebody guarded the door. I mean, I don't countenance those kind of tactics. There were other women in this restroom in the other stalls. But in any event, that's what they did. She's going to get a primary now. But unfortunately, she's not up right away. Not up right away. She's going to get a primary. The Democratic Party there has cautioned her. They may end up sanctioning her. I think that she's beyond redemption, to be very, very honest with you. I think she's beyond redemption. Compounding the problem is that the so-called squad, the so-called progressives, have taken to attacking Democrats more than they attack Republicans. They're not attacking Kevin McCarthy. They're not attacking Devin Nunes and Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're attacking Sinema and Manchin personally and directly. And one of them, the former chief of staff of Ocasio-Cortez, even attacked a Democratic congresswoman in Oklahoma who is Native American and a lesbian. Somehow she got elected in Oklahoma. And they attacked her, saying she voted with segregationists. And they asked her, what do you mean by that? Said, well, she voted against Medicare for All. She just voted to put it in the Affordable Care Act as a public option. But when you call somebody a segregationist, lying like that, and she's lucky to be in Congress anyway in Oklahoma in the 2018 election, you've sealed her fate. This is what's going on. These attacks by the squad against Manchin and Sinema personally, directly, and publicly are not helping. What's happening is Manchin's fundraising off it because the squad is not popular in West Virginia. And I think it's driving Sinema farther into the Republican Party. So where do we stand right now? Where do we stand? My position on this is you have two bills. Both of them should pass. I stand with Joe Biden on both of them. You know, the $3.5 trillion is $350 billion a year. And that's tuition, childcare, Medicaid, and attacking climate change absolutely needed to modernize our country. Absolutely needed, exactly like the New Deal. The question is, how do you get it? Do you get it by driving Sinema and Manchin farther into the Republican Party? Or do you pass what you can right now and continue to hit them and, if necessary, primary them? You can't force them to vote anything. And we only have a 50-vote margin with Kamala Harris breaking the tie, 51. We need them both, unfortunately. And unfortunately, and I'll say this with great reluctance, I said it last week, if God forbid something happens where somebody like Bernie Sanders is incapacitated in any way, the governor of his state is a Republican. He will appoint a Republican senator. Then Moscow Mitch will be back as majority leader. They'll be ahead 51-49, and this all goes poof. It goes away. It goes like Brigadoon, goes back into the mist. We got to keep fighting on the ground, step by step, and take the hills we can take. That's what we've got to do. So what does the Progressive Caucus say? For one thing, there shouldn't be a Progressive Caucus. There's a Democratic Caucus. You have all these caucuses. you shouldn't have caucuses within a party with a different objective on policy. Pramila Jayapal, the head from Seattle, the head of the Democratic Progressive Caucus, says that's not going to happen. She's not reducing the $3.5 trillion, and so that's not going to happen. Therefore, Manchin and Sinema won't vote for it. Who the heck does she think she is? She's not the speaker. She's not the president. You don't go, that's not going to happen. You keep your mouth shut. You privately tell Nancy Pelosi what you want. You don't negotiate directly. And then she goes, I'm not going to vote for it anyway, as long as it has, as long as we don't get rid of the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is a law that says you can't use taxpayer money for abortions in Medicare and Medicaid. Okay. So what happens, the workaround is Planned Parenthood provides those services and the government gives money to Planned Parenthood and that works out. Who's she trying to do? She's not going to vote for the hard infrastructure, the so-called trillion dollar infrastructure. She's going to stick a knife in the carpenters, the laborers, the sheet metal workers, the pipe fitters. That's what she's going to do, the machinists, until they do whatever she wants and all these other pieces of legislation. I've had enough of the Progressive Caucus. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're bad news. They're hurting the country. Vote for the hard infrastructure. It's on the table. And then keep fighting Manchin and Sinema. Period. End of story. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through. But through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.